Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is the day of the beginning of the first round of the World Golf Championships Bridgestone Invitational from one of my favorite golf courses in America, the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, the South Course. The one that they played so many great events on, PGA championships, etc. And it's the annual facility for this great World Golf Championship. We'll talk extensively about that. I was off last week, so I'll talk about the U.S. Open and last week's event, the Quicken Loans Invitational. Lots to get to on that. Other topics of conversation during the program today, plus an important strategy for your game, and of course, my fearless predictions to who will win this World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational. But first, let's talk about Dustin Johnson winning his first major. We knew it was going to happen eventually, and he was absolutely fantastic. He stayed in the moment. I thought that was really important for him, especially with that amazing controversy about the golf ball being moved by him or not being moved, and then the USGA officials saying we're going to take a look at it after the round. I cannot stress to you how horrendous that was to do to anybody, but I will say this. Any player on tour if they were going to do this to him, Dustin Johnson is the one who can handle it. He has handled such adversity on the golf course in so many different ways that he probably would shrug it off. At the time, though, he thought he did nothing wrong, and he did not believe he'd be penalized. So I believe he played as though he would not be penalized. I really feel that way. And you know, when they did penalize him, they almost were put in a position of no choice. If they didn't, they would have said to them, it would have looked like they didn't have any reason to tell him anything at the time. It was a debacle by the USGA. They admitted the debacle, and fortunately, it didn't end up in any horrendous situation where he might have been tied for the lead or lost because of it. So Dustin Johnson wins by 3, or in some cases you might still think he won by 4. I think he wins by 4. I don't think he moved the ball at all. Anyway, it's over with. Now on to the Olympic controversy, and I think it's a very abject controversy. Leanne Pace, the great South African, number 38 in the world, has decided not to go. If you're a woman of childbearing years and you may want to have a child, I can't imagine going. I really can't. All those women with the possibility, even if it's similarly remote, going to the Olympics and having an issue with a future pregnancy, to me, doesn't make sense. I don't like the Olympics as a golf in the Olympics anyway. You've heard me expose on that or espouse on that many times on this program. I'll continue to say it. Golf is not an Olympic sport. It took the place, unfortunately, of softball. Softball is an Olympic sport. This is not. And I'll tell you something that's really interesting. They're playing it in Akron this week. This is the Olympic Games, as far as I'm concerned. World Golf Championships are Olympic-type atmosphere, Olympic-type sports. All the flags are flying. Everything has to do with it, just the same as an Olympic, especially because the format's the same. 72-hole stroke play, individual competition. There is no team element. What a mistake. Boy, I can't blame Jason Day for opting out. Leanne Pace, anyone else who opts out, I have no problem with whatsoever. And I can't imagine people having a problem with that as well. They do. I don't know. They think that you're not patriotic. That's a lot of baloney. Last week's winner was truly one of the great performances and one of the great outcomes that we've seen in a long, long time on the PGA Tour. Billy Hurley III gets an invitation to play in the Quicken Loans Invitational from none other directly from Tiger Woods, who gave him a personal invitation to play. And Billy had not played well all year. Tie for 41st was his best effort so far all year on the PGA Tour. He won less than $80,000 going into the event. Not only did he win, he held off Hall of Famers Vijay Singh, excuse me, Ernie Els, and Billy Haas. It was an unbelievable performance. The chip in on 15, the emotion from Billy Hurley III, the first and only player ever to win on the PGA Tour, came out of one of the academies in the branch of service, any of them. 5 years of service. He loved every minute of it, he said, in the Naval Academy. What a performance. I got to tell you something. The only one that would top it, in my opinion, is if Eric Compton, the two-time heart transplant recipient, could win a tournament on the PGA Tour. That would top it. But other than that, this is right there. And by the way, Vijay Singh, 53 and a half years old, with a 65 on Sunday, after a 71 on Saturday, showed some brilliance, though, on Saturday with five birdies. He did have five bogeys. Vijay is really good. Have we figured that one out? And at the age of 53 and a half, to come within three strokes of a victory is pretty impressive. It would have put him as the oldest player ever to win on the PGA Tour. I don't think Vijay considers himself 53 and a half. Feels and looks more like 43 and a half. And it qualified him and Hurley to play at the British Open. Now, Hurley's opted out for his sister's wedding, which is the best thing to do, the only thing to do. He will not be going to Troon. Vijay Singh, on the other hand, will be going to Troon. It's the site of his first British Open appearance in 1982. So, on to other things on the show right now, and that would be my strategy for today. And my strategy for today goes back to the basics of my premise of One Thought Golf. One Thought Golf is about when you're finished doing all the things that you need to do to be prepared to hit a shot, and you're now standing over the ball, you are allowed one thought at your very final preparation. And often, to keep it fresh and right at the moment, say it out loud. We've talked about this. Say that thought out loud. It will become a conscious presence for you. So if it's keep whatever it is, I don't care what it is, I really don't. Whatever it is that keeps your focus on that shot and that shot alone at that one instant in time gives you a better, much better chance to hit a brilliant shot, which is what we're talking about. So remember, last thought, one thought, say it out loud, it reiterates it back to you. And that will help you dramatically become a better player and improve your scores. That is my strategy for today. My email address, by the way, is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. And I welcome any and all questions. I get back to everybody within 24 hours. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for your contribution to the show. Appreciate it. Okay, so now I want to talk extensively about one of my favorite courses. In fact, it's the first golf tournament I ever saw, 1967. In those days, it was a stroke play event, of course. It was called the American Golf Classic, won by none other than Arnold Palmer. The king himself won it. I think he won by three or four strokes. Fantastic event. Great golf course. The 16th hole, the monster with the water in front of it, the par 5 that very few men have ever attempted to go 4 and 2. I love it. Signature hole. The event features 61 players, 13 of them major champions. It's not going to be much different than the Olympics in that regard. Some of the featured groups, Zach Johnson with Phil Mickelson and Louis Oosthuizen. That's an interesting group. Adam Scott with Jason Day and Russell Knox, also an interesting group. Here's a couple of interesting players, a twosome. There are two twosomes. Justin Thomas with Karadec Efebarnrat. Now, Jason Duffner with Patrick Reed and Fabian Gomez at 1 o'clock, right before Jim Furyk, Brant Snedeker, and Mark Leishman. Davis Love, who got in from his win last year, playing with Charles Schwartzel and Billy Haas. And right after them, Dustin Johnson, newly crowned U.S. Open champ, making his first appearance since the U.S. Open, with Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose. Shane Lowry, the defending champion, with Bubba Watson and Hideki Matsuyama, are the final twosome, threesome, at 2 o'clock. Tight field, 61 players, one of the great golf courses in the world, 7,400 magnificent yards, built in 1928 by the great Harvey Firestone from Akron, of course, the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company. Before I give you my picks, I do want to send out our thoughts and prayers to all the people in West Virginia who've been tragically affected by the unbelievable floods that hit the area. Jerry West, a native and loving man of West Virginia, giving anything and everything he's got towards the effort to help all the people there who are displaced, injured, and the people who passed on. It's just a horrendous tragedy. Of course, the golf tournament there at the Greenbrier will not take place this year. It's the last thing on their mind to try to get a golf course ready. So there will be a void next week on the PGA Tour. There will be no golf tournament. So everybody gets a week off. The charities will not be affected, Jim Justice says. All of the money that would have been raised for those charities, he will make sure that they get the money that they were promised prior to the tournament. So Jim Justice always, always puts his money where his mouth is, and he will, along with the people in West Virginia and along with the PGA Tour, they will put it all together for those charities, because we know ultimately those are the big winners on the PGA Tour. Okay, now it's time for my fearless predictions for the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational that is normally played in the middle of August, is several weeks earlier because of the revised schedule in the Olympic competition. So, my predictions: Karadec Efebarnrat, Paul Casey, and Jason Duffner. That's Efebarnrat, Casey, and Duffner. Those are my picks to win the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational that takes place starting today through Sunday, 72-hole stroke play event at the beautiful Firestone Country Club, the South Course in Akron, Ohio. Once again, my email address, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. So until next week, this is Bob Geismar saying thank you so very much for being with me. Email me. I'll be glad to get back to you. My pleasure in doing so. Until next week, Blog Talk Radio, One Thought Golf, Bob Geismar saying thank you. So long for now.